One more thing I just want to bring up. There was, remember that he said that the police had been out to his house a couple of times. I mean, he could have obviously.
Yeah, I wanted
one
to
of the times he was on a radio program, he could have left his phone, put his phone on speakerphone to verify exactly what the police were talking to him about.
No, it
if in
happen.
Fact they
yeah,
were there.
They were there. They were there, and I know this for a fact because guess what? I spoke to one of the sheriff's deputies. As a matter of fact, when I heard you talking about that portion, it reminded me that I did make that call. I called the Lake County Sheriff's Department, and I never thought that I would get any kind of response. I thought that it would require me to go down there. At one point, they did tell me that. They said, well, you can come down here, and you can look at our call sheets and things like that. I wouldn't have to even do an FOIA request, but I had to go down there in person.
Mm-hmm.
And but then I left my phone number, and I got a call back from a gentleman by the name of Clay Watkins. I believe that was his name, Clay Watkins. There's two guys that went out to Wolf's house in late December, I believe it was. Clay Watkins and Chris Husky. And they were parts of the investigative division. I believe it's like the intelligence unit or something like that. I'm sure that that's going to inflame the imaginations of the hoaxers because I just said the intelligence unit. Why would they send the intelligence unit out there? Well, I'm just being honest with you folks. And I've never really talked about this because I'm trying to get in the habit when I quote people that I have it on tape because I don't want people coming and saying, oh, you're just lying and so on. I mean, it's a waste of time if I just put things in quotes or try to paraphrase what a law enforcement person told me. And he told me what happened. And basically it went down like this. Connecticut, a law enforcement agency in Connecticut, I don't know if it was police department or the state police, contacted Lake County Sheriff and said that Wolfgang Halbig had been making some communications with people either by email or phone. He wouldn't be very specific, but they were unwanted communications. In other words, the way he explained it is Wolfgang Halbig has been calling people up there, and he has become kind of like a menace. In other words, if you call someone up and you're talking to them, at the point where they say, listen, I don't want you to call here anymore. You've stated your business. Please don't call here anymore. If you keep sending them communications by phone or by email, then it becomes a crime. Then you're involved in some kind of harassment, okay? And that's what they were investigating, and he used this word. He says, we were investigating a crime. So Halbig, Wolfgang Halbig, committed a crime. He could have went to jail, but simply they went out to his house, and they warned him to stop doing this, or he would be arrested. So this is what happened. He got a warning for a crime that he committed. He could have went to jail. He was not threatened. And I got this directly from Clay Watkins at the Lake County Sheriff's Department. Folks, you have it on tape. You can put it in an email or whatever. I'm saying that. That would be a very, very risky thing to do is to quote a law enforcement official, wouldn't it, Deanna? But I am quoting what he told me. This is basically what he said.
Right.
He says, but I know he said that. We were investigating a crime. So probably wasn't threatened, okay? If you call someone, that includes a government agency, and you state your business, and they say, okay, thank you very much, we got it, and then you call back and you become a pest, then you're committing a crime, and that's what Halbig did. Halbig committed a crime. He could have went to jail. Nobody threatened him to stop asking questions about Sandy Hook.